Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the special edition of a Tuesday night, inserted into the schedule at the last minute with regard to our printed brochures and that sort of thing. What's going on this evening is, well, what's been going on the last 3 days. What day is today? What's going on the last 2 days, it feels like 3 days, is, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm the director of the Planned Parenthood. In case we haven't met before, I don't want to be presumptuous. I'm part of an international collaboration of scientists from 14 countries analyzing data that we proposed now 4 years ago, to be drawn from the Hubble telescope to try to understand more deeply the large-scale structure of the universe. And that sounds like a straightforward need, a straightforward task, but with the Hubble telescope, it's actually not, because the Hubble telescope, its field of view is very narrow. And you can take spectacular images of objects clear out to the edge of the universe, but your field of view is only this sort of what we call pencil beam through the cosmos. And if there are structures larger than that pencil beam, you'll have no idea what they look like or how they behave over time. In this case, it would be over redshift. And so the need was great to mosaic enough Hubble images together that go to the limits of our vision, so that halfway across the universe, our field of view would be large enough so that it would enclose structures that may reveal themselves in the clusterings of galaxies. And this has came to be known as the Cosmos Project. And it is 2 square degrees on the sky. And it's, you know, it's a thousand, how many, Richard, how many frames is it total? Oh, it's 600. So it's 600 frames mosaiced to create what amounts to 2 square degrees on the sky. And it turns out, if you do the projection correctly, that subtends a volume halfway across the universe large enough to contain any of the largest structures we had suspected would be there. And this collaboration, there are 31 co-investigators. I'm among